Give the Lord a shout of praise tonight. Welcome to everyone in the house. Those that are viewing tonight, if you're in the house, would you stand? If you're viewing, you can also stand. Just raise your hands tonight and say, Father, I thank you for your word. Come on, say, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord. Your word is life to me. Jesus said, remember, Jesus said, I am the Word. I'm the Word. The Word says His name is called the Word of God. The Word. Say Word. They say that too, right? Word. Like, kind of, this is it, Word. Say the Word. The Word. Have you heard? Jesus said, I'm the Word. Father, we praise you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your anointing power. We thank you that you're with us tonight in spirit, in truth, fully empowered. God, we glorify you and thank you that it isn't by our strength or our will or our methods or our emotions, but it's by your Spirit, says the Lord. God, we give you thanks for the spirit of revelation. We thank you for the anointing power of your word. We thank you that you lead and you guide us in the way we are to go. We thank you that you open our eyes tonight. Say, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes tonight so I can see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me. God, I give you praise. And I thank you. For a minute, do this. The word says, clap your hands and shout unto God, glory, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, it said, which is where your mind should be. We're triumphantly, victoriously, not trying to get there, but this is a blessing from the Lord. This is the hand of God's favor that He has blessed me. God spoke to Moses and He said, I'll do what you ask. God's talking to Moses. He said, I'll do what you ask because you have found favor in my sight. When God says you found favor in my sight, that's a big deal. And then He said, I'm going to answer you because you have found favor in my sight. And what Moses did to find favor in the sight of the Lord is he believed God. What God said, he believed. And he trusted that the word of the Lord, that God's word to him was yes and in him, amen. Now, you can think about the Old Testament. You think about God just speaking to people. And if God would just come down and just talk to me like he talked to Moses or Abraham, and I'd believe God. But people heard God. There were about 1 million people that heard God when Moses led them out of the land of promise. But it didn't mean because they heard with their ears that they believed God. Your senses will not confirm to you what God reveals by His Spirit. And what God reveals is by the Spirit. That's why your faith is so important. It again doesn't matter how you may have not succeeded, or you may have considered that you failed or fallen short of what you should have done. It's right here, right now. What do we do here today, tonight, right now? What do we know that God wants us to know, or what can I know? And it's all about, I just believe God. I believe what God has said, and I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to continue to talk about it like it happened, because I'm not going to believe because I hear with my ears or see with my eyes. God didn't say, if you see and believe, then it's not powerful, because it wasn't powerful. God was saying something. What God was saying is when you hear from the Spirit inside, when your faith allows you to believe, that's when you believe. When God by His Spirit reveals His Word in here, in our heart and our mind. And how do we get there? How did Moses get there? I just have to go see what God's saying. Remember, he saw a fire on a hill, in a mount. And he said, I have to go see what this is. Become curious about God. Become curious about what God is saying. Become curious. God, I'm curious. I'm hungry. That's seeking the Lord. And when Moses became curious, God revealed himself to Moses. And then God does what he does a lot of times. He told Moses, I want you to do something that I know you don't have the power to do. I want you to believe me that I'm going to use you as a vessel to do something that I know you don't have the power to do. And you can take your seats tonight. Prophetic anointing is all about the word of the Lord speaking to us, all about hearing what God has to say. And not in a way that we can, again, always explain, not in a way that may necessarily make common sense to us, but in a way that God reveals by his anointing, by his word. And again, how do we get there? God, I'm curious about your kingdom. I'm hungry to know who you are. I'm hungry to know what you have to say. We are in a time. We are in a season. This is Prophetic Wednesday. So hear the word of the Lord. We are in a season not just of transition and not just change. I mean, change. What good is change if it isn't to a specific point, if it doesn't have great value attached to it? What is change? What is change all about? And in God, change is about good making itself known. Jesus said this. He said, I am the light of the world. And this is what's happening today. God is revealing things about himself. He's revealing his nature. He's revealing his kingdom in what we consider, or man would consider, a trying time. A trying time. Trying to overcome what? A plague. Trying to get back to normal. And the old normal will never happen again, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. But the new normal is what God is revealing by his Spirit. And what God's asking us to do, he's not even asking, he's saying, trust me, that the new thing is going to reveal more of the good thing than you knew in the old time. Remember, Jesus said, I'm the light. And in Genesis 1 and chapter 3, and this is the word of the Lord from the beginning, the word of the Lord for 2022. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The first thing that God did when he created, and the word says what God created, there was darkness, there was emptiness, there was a void. And then God created something called light. Today, God is revealing light. Light has the power to see what darkness cannot. And in a darkened world, or you may feel like a darkened political time, or a darkened government, or darkened business, whatever it is that seems dark, God created everything to reveal good. And when God created the light, the word says he called it good. We are seeing a great divide. There's a tremendous, wonderful divide coming into the world. God said, when my word comes, he said, it's like a two-edged sword. It's going to divide asunder soul and spirit. And the word of the Lord is tonight, this very moment, God is dividing the flesh from the spirit. He's bringing a division, but not a division of trouble, not a division of frustration, but a division of revealing what is good. When he spoke light, there was a divide. And light is revelation. Light reveals what darkness cannot see. Today, God is revealing through the children of light what darkness cannot see. And as God said to Moses, that's favor to us. Because things, whatever God has called you to do, those things are going to turn favorable in your sight. I said this prophetically to someone today. The tree is going to fall in your direction. The tree of favor. The blessing of the Lord is going to fall. It's going to fall in your favor. You know, lumberjacks cut big trees, and I just recently learned this. They'll go out in these really hilly, steep places that maybe everyone else wouldn't go, and they learn how to walk this terrain. They learn how to tread this terrain. And when newcomers come to take the logs, take the trees from the forest, if you will, they do it because there's great value in these logs. Some of these logs are worth $15, $20, $30, $35,000 for one log. That's a very expensive tree. And the reason is because the lumber mill sees the value that the common person may not see. And that's the time we're living in. We're living in a time where we're treading soil that everyone can't confidently tread on. And when God led Moses out, he had to tread soil that everyone couldn't confidently tread on. When God called Abraham, he walked on soil. He walked in a day that, in a way that God called him to, everybody couldn't have walked that way. But those that believe and trust God, those that know God this time, and it's important to know, because the whole power of any season is the revelation of the good. God created light, and he said, it's good. But the first thing light did is it started dividing light from dark. And then God said, dark is night, light is day. A great separation is coming into the world where God is saying, dark is night, and light is day. Dark is night, and light is day. Say it. Say, dark is night, and light is day. And God's called me to walk in the light. God's called me to walk in the light. God's called me to walk in the light of the day. Light of the day. Good. Erev Tov. Hebrew word for good night. It's a good night. Erev Tov. It's a good night. Or Tov, good. And God said it was Tov. God said it was good. What is good? Everything that God wills to reveal, all an aspect of insight, an aspect of light. This is the season of light. There's a great divide, and God said it's good. This divide, it wasn't just things got bright. God said light has divided, and God's response is it's good. It's good. The word of the Lord is, thus says the word of the Lord, it's good. The divide is good. There's favor in the divide. Tov, good. There's strength in the divide. There's honor and favor that will fall to you in the divide. In the Old Testament, they would go and they would harvest cedar. They would harvest trees. And they would build temples. And whatever God called them to do, they would obey and do. But The valuables are stored in a place that only faith will take you. The value of your life, every individual, the value of your life will only be found where faith can take you. And if you don't succeed something, you may call it overcoming. If you don't succeed something, you can't succeed. In order to succeed, you have to exceed something. You have to go beyond where you were. And when light comes, light is revelation. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Not just shining, but what he was saying is, I'm the revelation of what the world means. I am the light of revelation. God is the light of revelation tonight. Today, in the year 2020, February, what are we, 2nd? 2022, sorry. 2022, the 2nd of 2022. There's revelation. In this moment, unlike there's ever been before, light has come, and light reveals what dark cannot know. So if you're afraid of the dark, you're afraid of the unknown or of the evil in the world, they don't know. It doesn't know what you know. And revelation is the divider. Revelation is dividing the light from the dark. Revelation is bringing you into a place of favor. Why? Because when we see the divide of God and we can tell the difference, people are afraid because they can't tell the difference. It all looks the same to them. It all looks confused and it looks dark and it looks unknown. But to the righteous, God said, we will know the truth, and the truth will give us that freedom. When Jesus said, or the word said, Jesus said, I am the light, he was saying, I'm the revealer of the good that's in the world. God is the revealer of the good that's in the world today in the year 2022. This is the revealer of the good. The divide is a good thing. Just like in Genesis, when light divided the darkness and it was good, God said, it's good. It's coming to truth. It's coming to light. And when that comes, favor comes. And when favor comes, things become agreeable with you. The world begins to change around you. God didn't put us here to try and get out of the world or try and survive the world. He put us here to reveal the good of the world. God's intentions, God's purpose. Remember when God created it, he said, it's good, and it's still good today. The word says, we talked about this Sunday, the word says that heaven and earth will unite. And Sunday I'm going to be revealing something about what that means. And the power of that and who we are and how that relates to us and what it does in us to know. Revelation is an eye-opener. It divides you from your fear. It divides you from whatever it is that's holding you back. It divides you from uncertainty. And it bears forth the truth of light. Today, Tov is in the world. Good is in the world. The good of God. This is a blessed evening. Erev Tov. This is a blessed night. Tonight is a good night. Something good is going to happen. You see people walking around in the world with their head down, and you'll see one or two people walking around with their hands up. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, there were those that were walking around with their head down. They were sick, or they were burdened, or they were uncertain, or they were unsure, or they were trying to keep the law. But then there were those that had their eyes opened, like blind Bartimaeus. He had his eyes opened because he just believed that there was good. There was good to be had. And so he calls out for the good. Today God's saying, call out for the good. Say of the Lord, this is a day God has made. It's a good day. It's blessed. It's blessed of the Lord. Favor is falling. Just like the tree falls your way. If it falls in your yard, you own that tree. The wealth of that tree belongs to you. And oddly enough, I was inspired to learn about a little bit about lumberjacking. And what I found was that when, and this applies, this is a word for you, this is what God is doing today, the trees are going to fall in your favor. You have what you need to build what God has called you to build. The trees will fall in your favor. Fall in your favor. They're going to fall in your favor, one after another after another. And when someone from a lumber mill or a sawmill comes, what they do is they look for the quality of these logs that have fallen. And if they're rotted through, they say they're kindling. They're not any good. But they look for good, solid logs. And again, keep in mind that they're paying, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars for a few logs. We're talking big logs. Because they see the value in being able to turn it into something else, turn it into lumber. 1x1s, 1x2s, 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever it is. And it goes out into the world and it does, it accomplished, they're able to build. God's doing the same thing in us. But the people that did this, that were able to go out, traverse the territory, were people that became familiar with how to tread the soil. Moses had to know how to tread the soil of his time. Abraham had to know how to tread the soil of his time. The word of the Lord is know how to tread the soil of your time. How do we know that? Hear, listen for the word. Become curious about the kingdom of God. And he said, if you hunger, if you're curious, he said, I will fill you. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. People fall by the wayside all the time because they become curious about things they shouldn't become curious about. But when you become curious about the kingdom of God, what entertains you trains you. Why it's important to what you listen to or what you watch or the surroundings you allow yourself to be in. And just keep in mind what intrigues me, what entertains me, trains me. If I want to be trained wise in God, I want to be like one of those people that can tread the terrain, the soil that a lot of people can't, because I'm going to bring the treasure out, and God's going to be glorified in that, and favor is going to come. And something amazing about the children of light, when you're blessed, those around you are blessed. When you're increased, those around you are increased. We bring impact to the world. It's important to make an impact in the world. And no matter who you are, or how badly you may think you've fallen or failed, or how short you may think of you've come of your quota, God in a moment's time turns that around and brings you great increase. When these purchasers come in to buy these logs, if they take them back and they mill them and they find there's good lumber, quality lumber, good material, what they do is they contract with these people, and they keep coming and coming and coming, and it's millions and millions. It's a lot of money. Now we're talking about lumberjacking, but like Jesus said, he said, let me give you a reference. And the reference today is the trees are falling in the direction of those that trust God and are not afraid of the dark, not afraid of the uncertainty. There really is no uncertainty in God. God said to Moses, he said, when I came to Abraham, he said, I told him, I introduced myself to him as God Almighty. This is powerful. He said, I did not make myself fully known to him. But he said to you, Moses, my name is the Lord, now and forever, El Shaddai. Not only am I able to bless, not only am I able to increase, but I am Lord, I'm ruler over all the earth. I'm Lord, I can do and I will do what is good. Because when God created the earth, He created it good, and He created it for good. He created it to produce good, and that's who we are. We are earthen vessels. Jesus said, I'm looking for an earthen vessel that is a good vessel. And the good isn't what we do, the good is what we believe. The good is what we look for, what we seek for. Everyone can look for something. Everyone can seek for something. And when we seek the good of God, it's easy. And I'm here to tell you tonight, it is easy. And Jesus said it. He said, it's easy. He said it in John. He said, come to me if you're burdened, if you're tired, if you're weary. We say this all the time because it's so important to get this insight, to get this revelation. He said, come to me when you're tired, when you're worn out, when you're beaten. You don't have to be there to come to him, but if you are, he said, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you rest. How? I'm going to show you the good. God's saying today, a divide has come into the earth, and I'm showing good to the children of light that will hear and believe and receive that I am God, that I am El Shaddai, that I am the Lord over all the earth, that I reign and rule. I'll show you favor. The trees of honor will fall in your direction. The wealth of nations will fall to your direction. They will fall in your yard. They will fall your way. They will fall to your side. And we're talking about wealth in every aspect imaginable. Health and joy and peace and love and salvation and wisdom and righteousness and truth and increase in whatever God has called you to, because God wants to make you a witness. He said to Moses, he said, I'm going to do all this good to make you a witness so they will know I'm God with you. I'm God with you. God wants the nations to know He's good. Even the unrighteous nations, the disbelievers, those that do evil, He wants to redeem them. He wants to change them, because God created the earth and we all are made of earth. He made it for good. Jesus said there was a time people didn't, and Jesus said, no man knows me. Well, actually, he didn't say man. He said, no one knows the Son. In John, he said, no one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Son. You may look at him, you may hear him, but he said, no one knows the Son but the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And he said, but the Father is revealing the Son, because if you have the Son, you have the Father. And then he says, he's talking to the Father, and he says, I've made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known, so that the love you have for me, Jesus talking to the Father, and this is the word of the Lord for us tonight. Hear the word of the Lord and let it bring you peace.
Let it strengthen you. Let it heal you. Let it encourage you. Let it show you a future. Jesus said, I will continue to make you known to them so that the love you have for me will be in them, so I myself may be in them. Revelation is such a powerful force. And today, revelation comes and is coming today when you may be uncertain, or you may feel like you're struggling, or you are struggling, or you're afraid, or the world just looks dark. I see a light dividing the night from the day, so we know when to walk and what to do. I see God calling and seasoning a people so you know how to tread soil that everyone else may not be able to tread. And it doesn't make you, it doesn't say you get it and they don't. What it says is you get it and you get to bring it back and share it with those that need it, that want it, that will believe it, that will see it, that will walk in that power. This is that time. It's not just about us being blessed or getting increased. We then have the power, as Jesus said, I'm making yourself known so the love you have for me will be in them. The love God has for the Son will be in you. That I myself may dwell in them. Why? Because he that dwells in love dwells in God, because God is love. I continue to prophetically tell you, this is the most incredible season of your life. This is the most tremendous time. This is a highlight season. This is recorded in history. This is such a powerful time that before, we can read history books about things that happened, but this time that we're living in, hear the word of the Lord, is so profound, so amazing, so wonderful, so glorious, that it was foretold before it showed up. God called out this historic moment, and it's good. And if you will worship Him, you know, worshiping Him doesn't simply mean that you say, I worship you, Lord. Worshiping God is when you surrender that He is, like He told Moses, you are the Lord. Not Lord over everybody else. You're Lord over the soil of this vessel. And only good. God blessed the earth and He called it good. The word of the Lord is only good. Only good. Only good. Lord, it's only good. Only good. Only good. DeRay, only good. Only good. Only good. Don't fear to tread on soil that seems uncertain or uncomfortable. God, I want to go there. I want to be able to go where everyone isn't willing to go. I want to walk where everyone else can't walk. I watched these lumberjacks walk up this hill, and they said, there's millions of dollars. And I look, and there's just a bunch of logs falling down. And the newcomer comes in, and he puts on the boots, kind of like shod, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're going to have to learn to walk in peace. But he was nervous and uncertain, and he fell over and over and over and over. He just kept falling. And after a minute, when he put his hand to it and began to work and began to function, he started finding the solid ground. And one of the first things I heard him say is, he said, I hate branches, because he'd step on them and he'd fall. Sometimes people, when God brings you into a new season, you just, I don't like this. But God is saying, I'm teaching you to walk. The word of the Lord tonight is, I'm teaching you to walk. If you will believe me, stop looking for a place that just feels certain and sure, and look for the uncertain ground. God will make you confident. He'll establish your feet on soil that everyone else can't tread. You'll walk in terrains that other people would have said you cannot walk there. And God will make you a witness. God will make you a light. As a matter of fact, you will walk and tread on terrain and soil that you didn't even know looked impossible to those around you. And you'll find yourself walking in a season, on a soil, in a time, in a moment, effortlessly, without stumbling, without falling. And you'll look up and say, look where God has brought me. How did I arrive here other than I sought the Lord and didn't have my eyes upon myself or on what I might not be able to do or what seemed so unsure? I set my eyes on the surety of God's word. God has filled me with certainty. You can be certain. God wants you to know you can be certain about your future. You can be certain about your life. And it's good. Tov. One of the first things God said was, Tov. Good. Good. It's good. It's a good season. It's a good day. 2022. February the 2nd is a good day. 2022, February the 3rd is going to be a great day. And on and on and on. You can be certain about how great your future is. The flowing of God's anointing is in this place, this moment in time. Everyone may not be aware, but we're treading soil that is certain. We're treading soil that is solid. We're treading on ground that is absolute yes and in God, amen. A confident time of knowing God is with me. I'm being strengthened. My eyes are being opened. You'll do things you didn't know, things you wanted to do, didn't know you could do, tried to do, couldn't do. This is that season. We will walk in the certainty of the good of the word of the Lord. What God said is good. I feel strengthened in the house on everyone, every single person in this place. Every single person in this house. And those that are willing tonight, something good is going to happen. Something good. Something good. Something good. God said to Moses, there's blessing, there's freedom, there's deliverance. Something good is going to happen. And then God sent Moses into a place and it's like, oh man, Moses didn't have any worries, any problems at all. He just didn't know it. He didn't realize the soil he was treading was not for him to conquer. God was going to conquer through him, like Jesus said. And God not only wants to rule over the earth, he wants to rule through the earth. That's why he made it. Moses is looking, going, this is, but imagine today, Moses with a different mindset, instead of send Aaron, say, God, I believe you. You be my word. And God was anyway. But imagine the fear and the doubt and the pain you don't have to experience. You could eliminate. Imagine the torment you could eliminate and the joy that would fill that. The divide, the light, the good comes and pushes the dark away and reveals what the darkness cannot know. Imagine Moses going, God called me, man. He said to go and tell Pharaoh, and whatever I say, God's going to do. And that's what he told Moses. He said, because you found favor in my sight, whatever you ask, I'm going to do. But when we allow the anger and the frustration and the darkness of people's words and their minds to infiltrate your world, it's like the serpent in the garden. Just believe what God said and stay there. Shut off everything else that brings you down, that pulls you into the dark space. It's good. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. The word for today, 2022, February 2, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a day of favor. Jesus said the gospel is the favor of God. He said, I'm declaring, the prophet declared, the blessing of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor, the dividing word. So many have misinterpreted this incredible time as a time to get out of instead of a time to get into. and to be used through. This is an incredible time. Favor awaits those that will favor the word of the Lord. Favor awaits those that will trust in God. Favor will fall your way like droves and droves and droves. Droves of baskets of good, droves of cargo, droves of influence, droves of harvest, droves of favor. God is not lacking in the favor that he shows. And it's not by our might or power, but it is of his goodness. The reason it was good is because God made it. And he just acknowledged good. God is light. Makes that known. But when he came into Genesis and he spoke it, we got to experience God. That's what's happening today. People are going to experience the God of you, the good of you, God in you. And it's not just, oh, yay. No, it's honor, favor. Just like when the logs were favored, the guy said, here's, I'll give you hundreds of thousands. They're going to say, I'll give you. Your harvest is good. The blessing of the Lord, the favor of God is good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good night. It's a good day. Eretov. It's a good night. It's a good night. Eretov. It's a good night. The season of the Lord, the blessing of God, the favor of insight, the wisdom of his love. The wisdom of his love. Love is wisdom. When you love, you're wise. You don't say and do and act out foolishly. When you, wisdom is in you, or love is in you, wisdom is in you. You act like God. All wisdom. This is the time of the great divide. And divide is good. It is as it was in the day of Genesis, when God divided the light from the dark. And the darkness, when Jesus came, could not comprehend, apprehend, or hinder the light. But he walked in favor with God, and what he said came to pass. And this is that season of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What comes out of us is favorable before God, and God will bring it to pass. The outpouring of the Spirit. And the Spirit will tell you about your future. The Spirit of the Lord is going to tell you what great things are coming, and you need not fear what the future holds. For the Lord has said it is good. It is blessed of God. And no evil will befall you. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow or despair with it. It's the will of the Lord for you to be confident about your future, to call it blessed of God. And this is that season. This is that moment. And this is that time. The word of the Lord is yes. The word of the Lord is sure. The word of the Lord tonight is amen. Would you stand with me this evening? God, we give you praise. We worship you. We honor you. We thank you. We love you. Glorify you. This is that moment. This is that moment. The blessing of God's favor. The timbers of increase. The trees of Lebanon. The good trees. The trees of strength. The trees of build. The trees of favor. Donna, they're falling in our direction. They're falling. Trees of favor, trees of renown, trees of honor, trees of blessing, trees of shelter, trees of soundness, trees of strength. We will be, you will be, like a tree planted by the river of water, not moved. Jonathan, the blessing of the Lord is not in the question, but in the yes and amen. And in the joy, you celebrate as though you're going to a feast to celebrate what has happened, but but you're celebrating what is to come. That's the heart God's calling you to. And it comes out in everything you do. You're not looking for what's coming. You're declaring what's coming. And you're rejoicing as though it's history that has just been made. But it's the future that is being told through you by the word of the Lord. God, we give you praise. We worship you tonight, Father. We worship you. These are the days. You. Days of growth. You're growing. You're knowing. Finding your footing like you've never found before. All the slippery places you've had to walk. Slide one place and fall down. Pick yourself up. Slide another. Fall. These are the days of establishing. God, establish your steps and give you peace in your mind. Conquer the sounds of darkness, the voices that try to confuse, an absolute peace to you like you have never known without fear. And your path will be straight and right, and you will find the good God has anointed you for and to do. There is a wealth of blessing and treasure inside of you. I call you blessed of the Lord. These are the beginning of the greatest season of your life. You'll know what it means to have faith guide you. Not to use your faith, but your faith to use you. Your faith to use you. Yet another revealing of God. Your faith will pull you. It will draw you. And instead of your effort to make your faith work, to make your words increase in favor, the word of faith in you will increase you. It will push you. It will pull you. It will drive you. It's the rest. It's God doing it because we've believed. It's history being made ahead of you. Favor. Stay hungry. Stay curious about God. And he will be the word in your mouth before you can finish a sentence of explanation. Favor will be granted to you. Before you can tell the whole story, you'll have an yes and amen. Before you can make a presentation, the Lord will have given you favor. Because it is the favor of the Lord. God, we praise you. We love you. We worship you. Remain hungry in the presence of the Lord. Remain hungry. Mark, look to grow. Don't look for what you know. Don't wait to see what you can do. Look to grow. Look to grow. Look to grow in the Lord. Forget everything else around you. In your mind, you think. And you think at night. And you think, how will this be? Forget it. The Lord will tell it through you. Seek to grow. These are the days of growth for you, the days of strength for you, the days of wisdom and knowledge and understanding that come only from knowing the Lord. Look to grow. Stay curious about the kingdom. Let that be your greatest appetite and your most anticipated meal. To taste and see how good the Lord is. God, we give you praise tonight. We worship you, Lord, in this house. We glorify you for your greatness, your wisdom, your wonder, your favor. It's a good night. It's a good day. The Lord is good, and the favor of God abounds. The favor of the Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. And all we have to do is just stop and worship him. And Father, we praise you tonight. Thank you for your word, O Lord. We glorify you because you are good. You are God. You are the Lord ever present with us. In Jesus' name. The altar is open for your support in the house and those that are viewing. Sow a seed in the soil of the word today. Sow a seed in the word, in the soil of the word tonight. God, rain on you and increase. God, flood you with joy and peace. Get ready to dance in the rain. When the rain comes, the hidden becomes known, becomes visible. The promise makes itself known, and it blesses you with its produce. This is that time. This is that season. God, we praise you, for it the Lord will be the word in your mouth. As God was with Moses, so he is with us. He was the strength of his staff. He was the divider of the sea. He was the word of power. He was the cloud of covering. He was the cloud of fire, of warming and bridging and securing. He was the rock that yielded water. Jesus, the rock, God, we praise you. No matter what it is, God shows up in it. Trust him. Really, trust him. Become curious about his kingdom, undivided. Not God and something or someone else. God, Jesus, and Jesus alone. Father, we praise you. We love you. We worship you. We thank you. I'm going to pull on heaven for just a moment. Father, we give you praise tonight. Right here, right now, we pull on heaven. I pray for the rain of God that causes the promise to yield itself, to give itself appearance and body and structure and sight and sound and taste and flavor, life. We pull upon the heavens of God. As your word says, whatever we release from the earth is released from the kingdom. Your kingdom be manifest in the earth as it is in heaven. And we know as it shows up here, it makes itself known in ways that it was not known. Even as Jesus, when he came to the earth, and made himself known in ways he had not been known before. We pull upon the heavens of God for the blessing of the Lord. There is strength and health and healing and joy and peace, soundness of mind and body, soul and spirit. The Lord is with us. The favor of the Lord rest on us. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Holy name. We pray. And God, we thank you for it. And everyone shouted. Everyone shouted. What an incredible night. I encourage you, join us this Sunday. It's going to be a word you don't want to miss. Those that are viewing, God is so good. It's a good day. It's a good year. It's a good season. God has made it, and God is good. You're dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout.